Welcome to the program, and to present the program, I'm Joseph Abitembo. And today we shall look at what is community forest management. And to help me with this sharing for this moment is Mr. Paul Mumba, a consultant from Petauke District, Petauke Consultant Officer we have here in Petauke District. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Joseph.
Okay. Before I go further, I would like to welcome you to this platform. I know you have been sharing a number of information concerning forest management and how we can establish the forest and how we can engage people to ensure that the community preserve the nature. Therefore, I would first find out what is forest management area.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Joseph, for according me this opportunity. Actually, forest management area, according to the Forest Act of 2015, mm-hmm. this is an area which the Director of Forestry may recognize with the consent of the chief of a particular area. Even the people living in that in close proximity to the same area, having strong traditional or livelihood tied to an area of forest, the director may enter into an agreement with the community group to transfer authority to control, use and management of a designated forest area, following consultation with the chief and the local authority.
Oh, so meaning that you have to engage the chief and then the other traditional leaders, and from there you call the neighborhood or the community.
Exactly.
So the first entry is the chief.
Exactly, because they are the custodian of the land.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But so far in the district, have you established any?
Actually, in Petauke, definitely there are some areas where the community are owing some land. Yeah?
Okay.
Yes, we have such areas in Petauke.
Okay.
And where we have engaged the chief, because the chief is the custodian of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, what's the coverage? What is covered? I mean, I was saying what is coverage, but all the same, I'm looking at what is involved.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Actually, what is really involved or covered in the agreement? The agreement covers rights to harvest and trade in forest products, because the community is given the authority,
mm-hmm.
the designated area. With the help of the chief, they will identify an area where they will preserve the forests.
Mm-hmm.
And what is covered in that agreement, the community members, they will have the rights to harvest and trade in forest products,
mm-hmm.
including the collection of medicinal herbs,
mm-hmm.
harvesting of honey,
mm-hmm.
grass and grazing of animals they can allow, and the collection of forest produce for community-based industries.
Okay. So what's really the essence of that? What's the purpose of that?
Actually, the main purpose of having a forest, a community forest management,
mm-hmm.
Actually, it's to ensure that the community members, in fact, they are taught. They should have that ownership.
Mm-hmm.
They will identify an area within the area where they will say, from this time to this time, we will never be cutting down the trees. We will preserve the forest.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. If we look at even the aspect of the climate change,
mm-hmm.
It will help within the community to ensure that they will be able to balance the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Within a given area. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. That's interesting. I hope people there, you are following us on the program we are discussing. Otherwise, we are seeing the sense from your explanation and then what is involved. You know, when the chief and headman are involved, even there's that obedience.
Absolutely.
Yes, there's that obedience. I know trees are important in various, it has a lot of meaning.
Absolutely.
Maybe if you can mention some of the importance of preserving trees.
One, actually, when we preserve trees, definitely, as you see, we are balancing the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
We are also, there will be a point where even these are like bees.
Mm-hmm.
The community will benefit from the harvesting of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at times, there are times grass, we also use grass,
mm-hmm.
because that forest, definitely, we don't allow people to burn the forest trees.
Okay.
Yes. Two, the collection of forest, there are a lot of forest produce.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also, apart from that, they can also, it can be a recreational, for recreational activities like tourism.
Mm-hmm.
We can also establish plantations in a forest.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the harvesting of timber and mm-hmm. fuel wood and many other forest products.
Okay.
Which is an added advantage to a mm-hmm. community.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What about the area of helping those African doctors? Is there any benefit?
Exactly. I remember earlier on I alluded to the fact that the collection of medicinal herbs mm-hmm. within the forest, there is that provision where those who know herbs,
mm-hmm.
they will be able to collect, because the forest, it consists of a lot of species,
mm-hmm.
plant species. Some, they've got some medicinal herbs,
mm-hmm.
medicinal benefits to humanity.
Okay,
exactly.
So what governs that to see that there is order there? Do you have an agreement, or how do you ensure that that area will be well preserved?
Yeah, exactly. There is a, in fact, we'll go to the steps where on how to establish a community forest
okay.
management. Exactly.
That will help.
Exactly. Because definitely there is a committee that is selected
mm-hmm.
and they should always work hand in hand with the forest department and the chief.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So what are some of the community response?
The community responsibilities mm-hmm. actually for those in the community, the responsibilities are as follows.
Mm-hmm.
The community shall develop and implement a simple forest management plan
okay.
with forest rules
mm-hmm.
that set out on how to manage the forest in a way that balances protection, development mm-hmm. and use.
Okay.
The community shall elect an office, that's the question you had asked.
Sir. Yes.
Yes, shall elect an office bearer as a representative community forest management group within the, because this group, we shall call it a community forest management group in a particular
area.
Exactly.
Okay.
That will be responsible and accountable for management of the forest.
Okay, to control even the charcoal burners.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay.
The community shall protect and protect trees and agree not to convert the community forest to agriculture or settlement.
Okay.
Exactly, sir.
Oh, I see. Now, those people, like the in charge, is there anything that they are receiving to motivate them in terms of maybe money or anything else?
No, it's just the interest that they have developed, the passion.
Okay.
Because they are helping, even these are the issues of one of the issues of mitigating climate change.
Okay.
Exactly. But they will benefit at a later stage.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be collecting honey. Exactly.
Okay.
They are not paid up. They don't get paid.
Thank you, Mr. Mumba. So what are the steps now?
Okay, good. The first step, to establish a community forest management
mm-hmm.
area. The first step, one, community forest processes, the community, in establishing a community forest, the first step, one, you have to initiate it. You should have awareness. First of all, you conduct a meeting within a community. You sensitize, in short, you sensitize by awareness raising. This involves, you have to go to the DFO office, like at the district level.
Okay. That's district forest team.
Yes, you write a letter, they will come and train you on the steps. Mm-hmm. The second step, you also involve the village headman. This is the second step where you have to identify an area. Mm-hmm. Even you do the mapping with the help of the district officer.
Okay.
The mapping, and you also recognize the boundaries and the signing of the map.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Then the third, the third step on community forest management group. The community forest management group should do constitute or should do select. Should have some elections to form a committee.
Okay.
Within that,
in the presence of DFO.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that they should be transparent.
Like here we have Madam Gifty, Mr. Mkandawe.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. They can help you. Exactly.
Oh, I see.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then the other thing, the DFO, definitely the District Forest Office, they have the forms where they will facilitate, so that everything is smoothly done.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Then the fourth step, community forest management, they will develop a plan, planning and forest management rules. They will set out rules, like in these other cooperatives. Definitely there are some rules that govern them. Even in this particular entity, we need people to have a management plan, and also they should have a forest management rules, of which they will be helped by the DFO office. Exactly. Then step number five, it involves the community forest agreement, the preparation of an application and signing, where you do the signing with the forest department. They will give you a form where you can, with the consent of the chief, they will help you. There is a form at the forest department. So definitely, as you have seen, Joseph, this thing we can't, the community can't just do without involving the forest department. The forest department, they are the owners, so to say, the custodian, or rather, I don't know what term I can use. They are the owners of
the area.
The area, the forest issues. They understand that exactly. So the forest management groups, they can't do things without the consent of the forest office.
Okay.
Exactly. Then the number six step, the forest, the same group has to implement forest management plan for forest protection, development, domestic use, and forest-based income generation. They have to implement that forest management plan. It should be implemented.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then the seventh step, which is the last step, there should always be a joint monitoring and evaluation. This is a process where even the DFA will be involved, even also the particular forest management group. They will do a joint monitoring and evaluation, where there will also be some lessons. Definitely, the forest department, they are the technical, the technocrats. They will provide the lessons.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So once that thing, once it's done, how are they? Is there any paperwork to record or?
Definitely, yes. I remember, yes. There are some forms they provide at the forest department, which should be signed. The chief has to sign also, even a particular group. But the one who facilitates is the district officer.
Okay.
Yes.
So once they've established the committee, looking forward for that area, is there any specific trees or supposed to be allocated, or maybe it's as long as you have come up with a forest area. How is it like?
Okay, actually, that's a good question. Like I said earlier on, I remember the chief with the people, the local people living in that same area, they will recognize an area with mm-hmm. the help of the forestry director.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because there are some trees which are indigenous trees there.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. They will just identify an area and they will map it. Whereby the local people will not be allowed to cut down the trees. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's an indigenous forest.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, okay.
But for more information, the district office for the forestry department will always be there to provide technical support.
Okay.
Yes.
But they can even come up with an empty place and start planting trees, or they come up and say that's a new forest?
Yes, I remember in the agreement I said they can even establish a plantation.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any of your final words?
Oh, well, the only thing I can say, I would just encourage especially the communities in different chiefdoms to identify areas that they can establish as a community forest management area. In due course, they will be able to benefit the forest products,
mm-hmm.
and actually it will even help to mitigate the climate effects.
Thank you so much for coming to the radio program, where we are to look at what is the community forest management area. With me, Joseph Abitembo, I say thank you so much, Mr. Paul Mumba, a consultant, forest consultant. We have been here in Petauke. We are proud of you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for affording me this opportunity to at least disseminate some information.
Mm-hmm.
But for more information, the district forest office will be there to give you a technical support.
Thank you. Until we meet another day.